Blog Talk Radio.
There is healing, I'm a baby.
And wonder if your magic, when you come around, I can't help myself. Those things you do got me addicted, and I don't want no help. Your way is really fresh and lovely. May I have a taste of your sweet love? The more you give, the more I want, baby. I just can't get enough. I only see you wearing nothing, baby. You take me to a very special place. Inside of your love, baby.
Inside of your love.
There is strength in so much more. Your garden, sample all your love and sweet. That's the reason we came here, baby, to fulfill each other's needs. When you ride my love in motion, that magic moment will be found. It will be found. Girl, I'm deep into your music. I love the way you sound.
Love the way you sound,
girl. Don't be shy, that's just nature, baby. That's the way you love when you feel free. Oh, keep on loving me, I can take it, girl. I can take it. You are my favorite place to be.
Everybody, how you doing? This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and it's a beautiful Tuesday here, and we are so blessed to be here with you. We pray that you are good wherever you are, and thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio and being the best part of Solar Records Radio. it's getting colder, and I mean, it's so cold now, and it hasn't even gotten here yet. You know, the coldest. We hear it's going down to single digits, possibly where I am. Single digits. I'm like, whoa. You know, but how can I complain when people in Canada are 20 degrees below zero already? I mean, my, how do you survive in that, right? Come on, I need a fireplace right now. I'm just talking about it. Turn the fire on. My. Well, guys, we love you and we appreciate you here at Solar Records Radio. We thank you so much for tuning in and being here with us as we are just going to mix it up. As we know, everyone is getting ready now for the holidays, right? Get ready to do your thing. And so please, please have fun. Have fun. Have a good time. And but be safe. Be safe and, you know, and love on each other. And don't forget the one that you know that's by themselves. Don't forget them. Drop something off. You know, just a little something. It could be anything, just to show that you care. Just say to them, we see you. I see you. I see you. You matter. You matter. I see you. God, that is so important. You don't understand how important that is to someone when they just been every day sitting there and watching you drive by, watching everybody going, and life is just existing all around them, and they're just sitting there. But then when someone pops up and goes, hey, how you doing, it's like, whoa, it's shocking. Like, yes, I see you. I recognize you. You are something. You matter. That means the world. So please be a blessing to someone as you're enjoying your holiday season with your friends and family. Just love on somebody in the process who needs it. Because we know as this mental health situation is getting overwhelming, and usually this time of the year, people take themselves out. It's very hard for people right now. And so this time of the season, every year, people feel lonely. They feel not cared about. They feel like they don't matter. They feel like they missed the boat. And some of them have done this to themselves, right? But it's okay. It's okay, because we're not here to judge. We're here to love. We're here to love. We're here because God's going to use us to bless his children right where they are. Whatever they're going through, right? So some people are mean. They've been mean all their life, and now there's no one around them. No one wants to be around them. But it's okay. You know, it's okay. It's not for us to judge. It's for us to love. So please, please, you know, hey, listen. And you may have a lot on your own plate, right? You're like, I don't feel like doing something. I've got my own issues. Well, you know what? I got to tell you something. Giving is receiving. Trust me. Once you do that, once you see how they react to what you do, they will light your heart on fire. You will be like, oh my God, I never knew. I never expected for this to happen. And then you'll keep doing it. I won't even have to ask you. You'll just do it because it feels so good to love and to give. That's the beauty of love and giving. It's a beautiful thing. All right. Anyway. Get off of that. I'm not going to try to teach or to preach or whatever. I just want to love. I want to love this music that's playing in the background. I want to love on you guys. And I hope you are good and you are blessed and you're doing what you're supposed to do. I'm thankful for the fact that God has kept me alive. I mean, we didn't have to be here, guys. We didn't have to be here today. It's a blessing to be here. We are so blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up and giving us another day. God is so good. So anyway. So let's get going, right? We're mixing it up. You're going to hear all kind of stuff, independent artists. You're going to hear jazz. You're going to hear blues. You're going to hear R&B. You're going to hear pop. You're going to hear dance. You're going to hear disco, praise and worship. We're mixing it up on this beautiful Tuesday that has been given to us. This is a gift. This day is a gift. Every moment is a gift. Appreciate it. Show God you appreciate it. Don't take it for granted. Some people can't even hear. Don't take your hearing for granted. Enjoy good company, good music, good conversation, and count your blessings that you can. Some people can't see. Some people that are listening right now can't see. Count your blessings. Be grateful. We are so spoiled in this world that we take so many things for granted. And I just pray that we recognize the fact that we might be a little spoiled. I take a lot for granted, and then later I regret some of the things that, like, I had opportunities that I passed up on. I should not, I took that for granted. Oh, more come. Maybe not. but anyway, that's life, right? That's life, and we're going to do that. But at the same time, we need to say, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for the opportunity. I'm grateful for my brother. I'm grateful for my sister. I'm grateful for my mother and my dad and my friends. Grateful for my niece and my nephew, my husband, my wife. I might be mad at her or at him, but I'm grateful. It's okay to have emotions and be angry and frustrated and pissed off and all that kind of stuff, but be grateful. Because we still have to remember that even God, even Jesus himself was angry when he walked in and he saw everyone out there gambling on the Sabbath. And he went and he knocked over the tables and said, I dare you to do this on the Sabbath. I dare you to act this way. Respect my Father. So even Jesus got angry. So guys, it's okay to get angry. It's okay to deal with our emotions. So let's do it and enjoy some good stuff. Anyway, this is a song. The next song I want to play is by a young lady by the name of Tiffany Bino. And Tiffany Bino has been a guest on our show. And she said that... this is, by the way, she's Howard Hewitt's niece. Howard Hewitt, from Shalimar, right? It's his niece. And so she said this song was a song that she wrote because, her and her husband had broken up. And she was thinking that this, I'm never going to be with this guy. I can't take this. I don't want, never. And she's like, I'm moving on. He's moving on. And even if the opportunity come again, not gonna happen, just not gonna happen. And what happened? The opportunity came back up and he was there again, and she ended up in his arms, and she decided, maybe I should never say never. And so this song is a song called Never Say Never by Tiffany Bino, and I want you to listen to it here on Solar Records Radio, another one of our indie artists.
1, 2, 3, 4
I'm
Radio. We definitely going to make it happen here on Solar Records Radio tonight. That's new school. That's Beyonce. Cuff it up. And so we, that's the clean version. They have other versions that you don't want to hear, I don't think. At least I can't play it on this station. I love the clean version, though. And Beyonce doing her thing. That girl is out of Houston, Texas. And so we're so proud of her and her accomplishments. And also, you know, her father, you know, we haven't talked about this, but this season, but her father had breast cancer, and he became an advocate for men with breast cancer, and he'd been, you know, going out just, you know, trying to inform men, hey, you can have breast cancer, so you need to go and check out. You know, a lot of times men, you know, we get these pains and we don't do anything about it. So, but listen, breast cancer is very important, all right? So please, guys, don't let, you know, if it's running in your family, you need to get yourself checked. It's not just a ladies' thing. It goes, you know, it's crossing genders. So please get yourself checked out. If I don't know who needed to hear that, but for some reason I had to share that. So also, don't forget, like I was telling you earlier, you know, mental health care this time of the year is tough. It's rough. All right. So, you know, just be a blessing to somebody. And thank you so much for your love and your care about the human race. We do appreciate your compassion and being there for someone. Now I'm going to take you back, and I'm going to take you way back, because, man, oh, man, I was a young man, and I was chasing them girls. And I remember going in the basement in Philadelphia. It was cold. And we go in the basement and get the, you know, hopefully you can get a dance, you know. It was tough on us guys, because girls back in the day didn't ask. It was the guys that had to do all the asking. And you know, there's a lot that comes with that, because just because you ask don't mean you're going to get it. And that's a long walk when you don't get it. You got to come way back, and everybody's laughing, you know, because we're just kids, right? He's like, ah, she didn't want to dance with you. And so, but anyway, here we go, guys. I'm going to take you back right here on Solar Records Radio. Now that's going back right there. Whoa, one more chance. That's all I'll ask of you. That's Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. Of course, you guys knew that part, right? But that song, man, I've hardly heard anyone play it. And so when I hear it, I heard it, I think, about maybe a week or two ago. And then I was like, wow, I haven't heard that song in so long. And what amazing memories. Music is just so powerful, right? How it just takes you back. And my memories were just popping up in my head. And I was like, wow, yes, that was good. That was good. And what a blessing. And so Michael Jackson, I'm about to post a picture of him when he was about 7 years old. And, you know, those memories, right, they are so important. Because, you know, we get to go back and dwell a little bit and remember the good times and the fun times with our friends and our families and how innocent, you know, we were and life was when you're a little guy. It's a beautiful thing, and how blessed we were to have those memories and still be here to be able to reminisce about them. But, you know, people that are gone, like Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Prince, and, you know, those guys are gone, but we can still go back and listen to the music that they did back in the day and just and be blessed by it, you know, their creativity and how awesome they were. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, I got the chance to hear their music and watch them do their walk. You know, unfortunately, you know, we always say, you know, gone too soon, right? And they were definitely gone too soon, and we will miss them. And that goes without saying, right? I didn't even have to say that. But anyway, guys, I hope you are good. And I just want to tell you how much you mean I'm talking about you. Yeah. You. How much you mean. You are awesome. You are beautiful. You belong to the great I am. You are amazing. You make mistakes. Because you are human. You make people happy. You have so much to give. You are so beautiful. And we are so grateful for who you are. Don't put yourself down so bad that you can't get back up. Don't let anyone do that to you. As a matter of fact, you are special. You are individual. You have been created for a reason. And whatever that reason is, that's between you and God. You know. And if you don't know, talk to him, because he created you. Wow. God bless you. And thank you for being you.
We're gonna have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey! Woo!
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. I've been complicating things, just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Got that love, people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking.
Love is patient, love is kind. Rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Amen. Amen. Jackson 5, who inspired me to become a professional musician, as a matter of fact. And I'm just so, when I hear that, it's like, once again, it's running into my innocence and the joy that I felt as a kid, you know, loving and being loved by my parents. And I remember when I heard that song, and I remember I was so young, and I was like, Mommy kissing Santa Claus, and I was visualizing Mommy kissing this guy with a beard. I remember like having a hard time with it, like, really, Mommy is kissing Santa Claus? Oh man, I felt bad for Michael. That his mom, he busted his mom kissing another man, not knowing what I knew later. But you know, I don't want to blow up the kids, but it's so crazy, right? Mommy was kissing another man. I got to share this with my dad so he could deal with it, whatever that means. So anyway, God, the innocence, right? We were so innocent. And I think that, you know, some people think that it's wrong to play these tricks on kids. Some people think that you shouldn't fake the funk. Like, you shouldn't tell your kids that it's, you know, there's a Santa Claus either. You got to just, it's not, there's no such thing as Santa Claus. Yeah, what are you talking about? I think that it's just a wonderful, beautiful thing that was done for us. And at least for me, I mean, this is only my opinion, though. We have other people that feel differently about it. And so, but, you know, for my opinion is that it was such a beautiful thing. And I love the innocence of it. I love the excitement about it. I love being able to wait for Santa to come. I love just the excitement and knowing that I was going to get something. I think I was going to get a gift, and so I love that. Let me ask Don Fleming. Don, how you feel about Christmas, man? The myth of Santa Claus.
I live vicariously through the kids, man, through my nieces and nephews. You know, I hope, I anticipate the day for them, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to sound, you know, noble or anything, but that's, you know, when you're, you know, when you're an uncle, you know, and you love looking at the, you know, the smile on their faces, I mean, it says a lot. And,
it does.
You know, if it was just me, of course, you celebrate, you know, the birth of Christ and things like that. But, you know, outside of that, and I don't mean to sound, you know, cynical or sadistic about it, it's just another day, but I live for the kids.
Yes, there you go. And that's what, you know, for me, that's why, you know, I even say to my wife, listen, she's like, well, I want to get you something. I said, don't worry about me. You know, my parents did that for me already. I enjoyed it as a child. Now I just want to do it for other kids and stuff. And so, you know, I have grandkids, you know, and that's fine. But my wife is like, she goes to the extreme. I said, can you keep it just simple? Order it on Amazon, and then they could just mail it right there. She's like, no. I want to touch it. I want to feel it. I want to hold it. I want to know. I'm like, Lord, okay. I get that, but it's just, it's overwhelming for me because there's so many other things that need to be done, and I just think that that's a quick, easy way to get it done. But, you know, my wife don't feel that way. She wants to touch it, feel it, wrap it, and then take it to the post office. It's a whole experience for her, you know. Before, the kids would just come to our house and sit, you know, come over and get their gifts from us. But now that we moved away from them, now she has a new experience, and that's mailing the stuff out. And so whatever. But, you know, I just want to say that I love the whole mystery of Santa. I love it. And I don't want to take that away from kids that are excited about it and
right,
blessed
right.
because of it. It's a beautiful thing. And and I think it's innocent, and some people try to make it into a bad thing. It's like, no. You're lying to you. No. This is like, you know, the bunny rabbit also at Easter time. We know that that's really not about the bunny rabbit. It's about Jesus Christ. You know, but the kids, you know, you have to try to keep the kids engaged somehow. And this is a way of keeping them engaged, keep them like excited about Easter. And as they grow and you start teaching them about what the real meaning of it is, then they can grow with you, you know, with the experience, you know. And Easter is just a fun way to keep the kids engaged. And so I don't mean, you know, that this should be more important than what the reason for the season is. And that's, you know, but it's really up to the parents how they, you know, they teach that part. So, but anyway, how you been, Don? You doing good?
I'm good, man. I am good. You know, it's just another day, just working from home, and wanted to take time to call and just hang out with you for a little bit.
Oh, that's cool. Much love to you, man. I hope you are doing well.
Yeah.
And so, how's the temperature, though? Is it getting cold? Because it's sure getting cold down here.
It's about, well, I'm looking, it's about 50 degrees right now.
Yeah, we're about the same. We're about the same. But
so
they're getting ready to drop.
It's about to get cold. It's about to get colder tonight.
Oh, yeah. And then Thursday night is really, on your show, Thursday night is when it drops. I mean, it's really going to drop, Don, because they're talking about going down to the teens and possibly the one digit.
Oh yeah.
And it's got to go through you before it gets to me.
Yeah, I saw someone said we're going to get down to 9 degrees.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The whole country is catching it, man. It is pretty, it's serious. But the people in Canada, they're down in 20 below already. They're 20 below already, and if it's going to drop more, man, I don't even know how you can fly planes.
They're looking at the United States laughing at us with their
we're making a big deal
on talking about, look at them, 30 degrees.
Like, get a life. Well, anyway, man, so are you doing any traveling for the season?
Not really, no. I'm going up, I'm probably going to go up to my in-laws. And, you know, my wife is, she's with her in-laws right now. You know, kind of be there for you know, my nephews and my nieces. So, so I'm just going to meet them, you know, because unfortunately I work this week, so.
Right. Okay. Well, there you go. But so you will be traveling.
Because in there, about 2.5-3 hours, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, just safe travels, man, and have a wonderful, wonderful... how long are you going to be gone for? You know, you're going to be gone just for Christmas, or are you coming back?
Excuse me.
Probably
half a day. maybe a day, because I have to come back Monday.
Okay. Yeah, see, the man got to do what the man got to do, right? Got to take care of the home front. But, yeah, so, and it's great. It's, okay, so let me just explain to you, Don. So when you go up there, it's going to, the cold freeze really is going to kick in on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I mean, it's going to be a hard cold freeze. So please be careful. The highways will be slippery. Okay.
I will.
All right, guys. So we got about another 53 minutes left in the show, and if Don gets in, on the board, he could do the next block or the block after next. So
yeah, probably be the block afterwards.
Okay, cool beans. All right, guys. So then I'm going to kick it off with a song with my favorite title, but it's a different song with the great title I grew up with. Because it's a new school version of an old school big hit song called Ain't No Stopping Us Now here on Solar Radio.
You're looking good, mamacita. I've been in love since I sent you. And on a scale of 1 to 10, you a number that the world can't comprehend. What you thinking, Sangria? Yeah, yeah. I see you moving ballerina. Yeah, yeah. You take me higher than a plane. Got me tipsy on your love like sweet champagne. Ooh.
Let's keep the music playing while we dance all night. Never letting go. Kick back all day with our feet in the sand.
And mommy gets all my dinero.
Yeah, yeah.
She's turning heads and that sombrero.
Yeah, yeah. From Mexico to the Cali.
Having fun in the best is
yet to come.
Let's keep the music playing.
That's my childhood friend that I grew up with. And he passed away. Let me turn that down. Lord. That's Dynasty, of course. And so that's my childhood friend. And much love to Charles. Rest in peace as well. He passed away. And love him very much and really miss him. And but anyway, you know, I loved his music. And they had a great song, and they had a great career going and everything. And then, bam, he lost his life along the way. So rest in peace. Mm-hmm. And to all my childhood friends on the same street that are listening to the show, what's going on, Marston Street? I'm in Philadelphia. How are you guys? Much love to all of you. Thank you for tuning in to our show today. Mm-hmm. We do appreciate and love you very, very much. And I just want y'all to know that I got my sister here, Miss Linda Carrier, on the line from Dynasty, on the line with us. What's up, Linda?
Would I lie to you, baby? How are you?
Oh, thank you for doing that. Yes, I do too. I think that was a great song that you did. It's definitely a pop R&B song, right? That was a crossover.
Mm-hmm.
And it did really well for them. And they were just, the record company was anticipating the next record, and then he got sick, and it was all over.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
in the early 90s also, when you had that, the late 80s, you, of course you had that New Jack Swing sound. And going with Charles and Eddie, they tried to bring kind of a retro, kind of a doo-wop feeling back with that song. And I was a freshman in college when that song came out, so it was one of those songs I loved singing. I loved it. And, of course, rest in peace.
Yeah, yes. So Don Fleming.
I hear that little doo-wop reference. Don Fleming is there? OMG.
I am here. Yes, I was. I had muted myself on my phone. I'm like, hey, but I'm like, wait a minute, I just muted myself. So I'm good. I'm good now.
That makes me laugh.
He forgot he muted himself. Good gracious. He's like, why isn't she saying anything? Why is she responding?
Exactly. Exactly.
No chance of that. He knows I'm going to say something. So.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, no, you wouldn't say anything if you can't hear him. He's screaming. He got himself muted.
Yeah, I'm muted. I muted myself.
Okay. Also, are you getting a shout-out from Greg from the UK, Linda? Greg says hello to Linda, please.
Oh, great. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, let everyone know. I haven't been posting, and you know, I'm getting the tags and everything, but I got suspended from Facebook again. So I'm chilling. I can't.
Why?
I can't post anything for like the next 6 days. So
like, guess what? And then the 6 days after that, he'll be suspended again.
I'm going to have to investigate that. I can't imagine.
Kimberly was supposed
to
be watching, Don. I don't know what happened.
Really balanced friend being suspended.
I know,
right?
You know, it happens, you know. It happens.
Don says
when you take on, and again, not to get serious, it is kind of a, you know, I kind of like, okay, you kind of brush it off, but it's one of those things where you have to put a bigot in their place. And it just happened to happen the way it did. I violated community standards, so I took my punishment like a man.
Wow! Holy cow! I'm definitely going to investigate after the show. My goodness!
Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Don, do you know if the other person? Well, I guess maybe you can't find out. Won't know because
I don't know.
You can't.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't like them. I don't know. I can't like anybody else's post, or I can't comment.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Well, it's so nice to have you, Linda. So, how are you, Linda? Okay.
I'm doing very well.
I haven't heard your
You've
voice
got
in
the
years.
Smile. Good Lord. You haven't heard my voice in years?
So nice to hear your voice.
You are lying to your audience. My God. You haven't heard my voice in years.
But Linda, the song that you hear in the background is a request from Nydra. So that's, you know, Nydra from Dynasty is in love with this song that Linda sings, and she's always asking Linda to sing it. So I figured I'll just bring Linda on and then play the song.
It's the cutest thing, because Nigel would call on a Wednesday morning and say, Linda, I need you to sing You're My Angel. And I go, what? No. And then she, and I would wind up singing her a verse. And go, is that enough? I have to go.
I got the raw. Oh, that's nice of you to still sing a verse.
I did. She made me sing a lot.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, it's
so
a beautiful.
So how are you guys?
We're good. We're good. We're good. Mm-hmm. Don, I'm ready to Don, Don's getting ready to do the next block, so he's excited about that.
I see.
Oh, joy!
Okay.
And he's gonna be traveling. He's gonna be traveling only for a few hours, but he's still gonna be traveling for Christmas and to get with his wife.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and he's right above.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, he's right above me. The weather is dropping so I think Don, what you said is going down to 8 where you are.
Yeah, like 9 degrees.
9 degrees. Wow, that's crazy. And you know, the strangest thing is in the UK, I think it's probably around the same temperature. I didn't know, but they get no sun. How can I mean, that's got to be so depressing to get no. They get sun in the summertime.
Who doesn't?
The UK.
Who?
The UK.
All right.
Yeah. No sun.
There are different vibes. There are different vibes in the UK. So, you know, they just get it a different way.
Yeah, I mean, if you grew up
when
that
it's
way,
not raining, when it isn't raining.
Yeah, I know. So much going on. Anything going on in the world that you guys want to tap on?
No, I just want to be at peace. How about that? I wish that for everyone.
Amen.
And it takes a real commitment from ourselves to ourselves to find that peace and to not be taken by, you know, to be led by discomfort and pain. Just find your peace. Don't let anything disrupt that. It's hard sometimes, so I'm not saying that's easy. I'm saying make a point where you stop and really get in touch with your belief system and don't travel that negative, internally negative thing. It's painful.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Don, anything else? anything on your heart?
You know, I've been going down this rabbit hole of watching like police corruption videos on YouTube, but
okay.
and I'm not gonna like go there and depress anybody. But the crazy part about the flip side of that is that like I kind of co-sign with what Linda said. Sometimes it's just, you know, you have to kind of just back away. I just want to extend what you were saying, Lynn. I just want to back away and just you know, just be good to people, you know? And
that's,
you know,
exactly
despite,
right. Be good to people.
You know, but again, it's just one of those things that, you know, it wasn't that it got me in a bad, funky mood. I mean, it does in some cases, but because today, you know, doing the show and having like this uplifting vibe, you know, every Tuesday when we mix it up and things like that, and now having Linda on, you know, it's just one of those things like, look, despite all going down that rabbit hole, and I don't want anyone to do what I did or do what I do or whatever. I mean, don't go down that rabbit hole just to make yourself feel bad or whatever, but it's just one of those things to me to where, you know, yes, the system's broken, do what you know, do your part, but at the same time understand that, you know, we're all human beings at the end of the day, and you know, we have to keep ourselves in a state of mind to where, you know, we can function and be sane. And that and again, I don't want to feel like I'm babbling, but that's just my whole thing about it. And again, now hearing Linda and hearing you the vibe, and then playing that Charles and Eddie, you know, it just, you know, put me in a great state of mind right now. So thank you for that, by the way.
Amen.
That's really important. May I add something, or do you
yes.
have to go?
Yes, go.
I was going to say that in this world, not just our state or city, not just the country, I'm talking the world, there is so much strife. It's impossible to look at the news or to look at anything, look at social media, anything. There are so many huge and divisive problems in the world. And it isn't just, it's first, it's important as I myself that it's important to get myself, and I suggest and hope that you will get yourselves into a quiet moment and face that activity of going after that, letting that news story just turn you into a cycle, or as you just said, down a rabbit hole.
Right.
You can acknowledge it. You can acknowledge it, but you can also, when you work on getting yourself just quiet and letting it go for a moment, the very next thing you can do by saying a kind word to a stranger begins a different story in the world. One little thing touches a person. I mean, I'm telling you, I laugh in the supermarket nearly every time I go. I have no idea why I wind up having like maybe a real just a freestyle comedy episode with somebody, with a customer or a cashier, and it's liberating, and we wind up laughing so much that it becomes infectious. So one tiny kind, it doesn't even have to be planned. It shouldn't be. Not anything planned, just being gracious or kind to somebody, stepping back and letting them go in front of you. Or,
organic.
You know, like making room for someone. It touches people. So it's effortless to be completely stressed. I mean, this is a very difficult period. It has been. It continues to be a difficult period. And we're all going through our own issues or new chapters or whatever it is. It's, you know, it can be very stressful, but I honestly stop myself and sit for a second. And for me, it's spiritual, and I will go there and work out that I'm not supposed to be, I don't have to be stressed. I don't have to feel completely upset. So let it go. Work on it. It might take a few minutes, but just don't spread that. Just by not doing that, you know, helps a lot. And believe me, I understand the difficulty of not being completely affected by negativity. It's important to know what's happening in our families, in our communities, in the world, but to get sucked into the complete negativity of it, our feeling there is nothing we can do, that only makes the problem worse. It really does. So take a moment and just smile at someone. Just that is a gift.
There you go.
So I will stop preaching.
Amen.
But it works. Honestly, it does. I get so much kindness, and it's just, you know, I don't take it for granted. It's easy. Just one quiet moment. Take a quiet moment and give a smile. Let a smile be your next thing, even if you haven't settled completely inside. It helps. It works, I promise.
Oh, very, very good. Don, the rebuttal?
No. Again, I think it's well said. You don't know who needs to hear that.
Absolutely.
Out there in radio listening land. So if it's okay with
all
you,
of
we can
us.
go ahead and get into some music. Of course, we got about what we're looking at about 30 minutes left of the show. So
all right.
Well,
I'm going to start
we're
off
mixing
this.
It up.
Don,
you are.
Okay,
I am.
I am, and but you'll take over. I just want to play a song from Linda, unless you have a specific song that goes with the topic that you wanted to play. I don't want to mess up your vibe since I did offer you the next block.
No, Linda, do your thing.
All right, cool. All right, so I'm going to play this song. This is Linda Carrier from Dynasty, and much love, sweetheart, and thank you, Linda, for calling in and blessing us, and happy holidays to you and your family. And thank you for your words of wisdom. We appreciate you.
Oh, it's nice to talk to you guys and to be able to say hello to your listeners. I wish everyone well. Merry Christmas and all your other holidays.
Don't she sound so relaxed, Don? Jeez. She's like she's laying next to a fireplace.
It's almost irritating and you know, like, oh my God. You know? The vibe is so beautiful. You know? It's almost like it's envious, you know?
Yes, she sounds so relaxed. Oh man, okay guys. All right, well here we go, the song. Linda, I was gonna play questions. Is that okay? Would you like me to play "You're My Angel" or what would you out of our stuff, the new
How
stuff?
How about "When You Feel Like Giving Love"?
Oh, dial my number. Oh yeah, that's
Why
your
not?
Song. Right?
We can wait for that. That's a different vibe.
Okay,
when you feel like giving love. All
right,
you have to do is.
Here we go.
When you feel like giving love, all you have to do is dial my number. Thank you.
right, Don? We don't hear you, Don Fleming. But anyway, my, that was my song.
I mic'd up, and I had my phone mic'd up.
It's too
late, Don.
Okay. Too late. It's too late, Don. You did what you did.
I'm taking over.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, we'll go.
It's
go
all
ahead.
Good.
I got to mute my mic. Go ahead for a second. I'll be back, guys.
No, that is, of course, what I just played from her Kismet Green album from 2020. Of course, the lovely Miss Carlita Duran had her on the show a couple of years back. Got to get her back on once she goes. She's working on some new projects. Just amazing. Out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Just an amazing young lady, I guess.
That's a fantastic song.
Oh, man. And before that, from 2016, I love a lot of the modern music that kind of give you a retro vibe. That was music from Bibio, B-I-B-I-O. Name of the song is called Why So Serious, and of course, we started off the block. Of course, Wardell started off the block with you guys' song, Dynasty, Dial My Number, and the floor is yours, man. Talk about that song. That is a beautiful song.
What, Dial My Number?
Yeah.
You know, it's not a song that a lot of people know. It actually was one of our very first songs, and it was a song that stayed with me when we were past that period. It's one of my favorites, honestly. And I liked the groove. I mean, I liked the tone of it. I liked the, you know, just the what I found was a romantic tone. I really liked that song. So it was really... I mean, it was really fun. Wardell and I were talking about that off air and say, I'm so glad I asked you because I hadn't thought of that. And I went, yeah, that was one of the first that kind of really got overlooked. And I just think it's kind of fun. So I liked it.
You know, I am going to petition for you guys to have an unsung episode. I really am, because you got the Dynasty has a story to tell. Just the same. I mean, let's keep it real.
It does. It does. I'm just, to be honest, especially at this moment, I'm not so into the whole thing of that. I mean, that may be a contrary opinion. I'm just not so in love with, you know, telling.
Well, I understand.
Always
I understand that, because I know Stephanie Mills feel the same way. She doesn't, you know, she doesn't really want to get off into that. But I think, you know, on the flip side of that, and this, and I'm speaking as a fan, not to get, you know, the technical the aspects behind it or the drama. I think the beauty of it is, you know, you have a new generation of kids that really want to know. I mean, you know, you had Kashif. You know, a lot of people just didn't know Kashif, and you know, Unsung did an episode, you know, Melba Moore, you know, all of these artists that I feel that has, you know, to get that new light and understand the kids know where it's coming from, you know. Now the drama, all
I
that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
But I think that's part of an unsung story. I think there's another way.
The good and the bad.
Approach. Yeah, I think there's another approach to telling a story about maybe a project one wants to put together, and what kind of project is that, and what kind of singers do you want to do, what kind of music is it, what's the genre. I think there's a way to tell the story on how to put personalities and sounds and talent together to make good music. I just think there's a different approach that I would rather take than telling a realistic story. I mean, what I'm talking about is realistic, but I'm saying that's like doing an expose. That's not my interest at all, ever. And so that doesn't have the same appeal to me as talking about music, talking about it from a real music and a real creative perspective.
I think it's
there's just a different way.
Yeah, I totally get that. I just think, you know, there is an angle, there's a narrative that people want to, especially like the executive producer wants to portray. They want to paint. A lot of people want to paint a lot of the drama. Yeah, being in the music industry, being in the group, it has its ups and downs, and you highlight that to be honest and organic with it. But at the same time, you know, there's a difference in highlighting the good and bad versus being messy. And a lot
I think there's a way to do that. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I agree. There is a way to do that. And there's a constructive reason to do that because, yeah, anything in that category of performance, music, acting, whatever, you know, on stage, there's such like a negative road to that because it's very difficult. It's not, you know, it's not a place where that just, you know, engenders security and warmth to everyone. But I think I'm just not going to change my perspective of, I don't need an expose to do that. I think there is a way to talk about, what's difficult, you know, because it's all subjective. There is nothing objective about building a product and selling a product.
That is so true. That is so true.
Product. There's nothing objective about that. It's all subjective. It's what whoever wants to sell and believes they can sell, how they do it. But there is a way to talk about that rather than, and that would be difficult. You know, rather than doing it from it, I mean, it's like I don't want to read an expose about stuff. It's just that, you know, that's not always real either. So, that's just not. I mean, I'm very into talking about and trying to illustrate a way to make stuff and make it great. I'm really into that. But from another perspective, that wouldn't be appealing to me. I mean, to others, I'm sure it is to a lot of people. So that's just me.
I understand, Wardell.
Yes, I just got back, so I don't know what you guys are talking about. I just know that it sounds
good. We'd like to keep it a secret.
I'll just rewind the tape.
Exactly. No, Don was saying he would really like to see an unsung episode of Dynasty, and I said I'm not really interested in participating that way because for me that comes from an expose kind of place, and I would rather talk about music in any form and how to build great music and how to deal with the personalities of it and even talk about the difficulties of making a project work in the music business because it's all about who's on top, what the company believes they can sell and how do they do that. And that's a difficult subject. I would just rather do it that way and, you know, how to learn from it rather than to talk about what happened in all the, you know, in all of its color. I'm not so interested in that way.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of the unsungs and that has happened in regards to the history of Solar artists, they did not really, there was not a lot about Dynasty, so there's kind of a hunger there. But I think it's David may have missed the boat because it's you know, I mean, here you are, one of the, you know, one of the main people in the group saying that, you know, you're really not interested in And so you can see that it's just kind of like slipping away. The time for that has come and possibly have gone.
And
that's the sad part. So they can get that information done, like through individuals, but as opposed to, you know, as opposed to having a group up there, a group setting and talking about it, it may be more of a, like an individual conversation with the band members, or, you know, I'm not sure if the singers are really interested in that anymore, because they're not really, we're not even performing, you know. The way that we perform now is we just put records out, and if they sell, they sell, you know. But we, you know, it's kind of, that's where we are now in this time, and it was
a
blessing.
It's a whole different situation.
Yeah.
It's easy to talk now. It's just, I'm not interested, you know, and the way exposés are told, it's trying to look for the lowest common denominator, the dirt or what was super.
That's what
I'm so not interested in that.
Yeah, Don. What were you going to say, Don?
No, I get that. Now, and that's what I was saying. That's like, there's a big difference between, you know, giving the actual lowdown on the good and bad, you know, just basically just being messy. I think, you know, a few episodes were wonderfully done. I think, you know, one of my favorite episodes was Lakeside, you know, and Yarbrough Peoples. The thing is, you know, they didn't focus on the Stephen Shockley, Mark Wood, you know, drama. They just said, hey, you know, there's a situation here. It is what it is. Let's get back to the music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was done, in my opinion, it was tastefully done. So
good. That's nice.
All right, guys.
I know, right?
Time's up.
2 minutes.
I'm glad.
2 minutes. We got to go.
We're up and out of here. Love you guys. Thank you so much for coming on and hanging out. And we will catch you guys later. Thanks to the listeners. Thanks, Greg, for the flyers and all the other stuff you do behind the scenes. Much love to our friends around the world. We appreciate you, and thank you for being the best part of Solar Records Radio. We will catch you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Our special guest will be Sharon Marie Klein, a great, great artist. Check her out tomorrow, jazz artist on Solar Records Radio. Good night. See you, Don.
Cool.
See you, Linda. Love you.
Bye.
Thank you. Hey, Don, Linda.
All right.
Bye. Thank you, guys.
All right.